moving on to more serious topics. Yeah, you know, this episode on social media about Black Lives Matter, it's been, I don't know, have you guys been feeling the tension as well? I've been feeling very heavy tension. Not like, I guess you can say on social media, off social media, like on WhatsApp, on Instagram, on Twitter, like everywhere. I can just feel this like heavy tension and like, I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you feel what I'm feeling?
I do. I wanted to ask you guys a question. So obviously we've all been super active on social media, reposting things, which is absolutely incredible because I think the word needs to get out there. However, some people, okay, and in this particular instance, I'm talking about white people, have made the personal decision, their personal decision, to not repost anything on social media for whatever reason they see fit. Now, I wanted to ask you guys, do you see this as a sign that you are not involved in the movement or that you are not supporting the movement? Or do you just see it as a personal decision?
I think it just, for me, as a personal decision. Like, I think
I see it on like two different decisions. You speak.
Am I glitching?
You can carry on speaking. We're just interrupting one another.
Yeah, I feel like it's a personal decision. If you do not want to post about it, you don't have to. As long as you are aware of the situation that's happening and you address the problems that are happening around you and you can see happening in front of you. You don't have to feel pressurized to repost something because of other people, you know? So you don't need that pressure in your life as long as you know what's right and you are aware of what's happening and you act accordingly with that situation. That's how I feel like. Everyone has a choice.
Yeah. So. And you, Mayoke?
For me, it's kind of like, I feel like for me, it's more, it depends on the person. You know, people I don't know that I follow, like, or yeah, their stories that I see, like, it doesn't really like bother me because I can't really have like a judge on their character because it's very hard to determine whether someone is being genuine or not. But like, I don't know. I was having this conversation with someone else, a few days ago, who was particularly white. They DM'd me and they asked me like, hey, what can I do? I've been getting so many of these messages lately. It's so weird. But like, I've been, the messages, they just say like, you know, I just want some advice of like what I can do to like better myself and stuff like that. And like what I can do to contribute and become a Black Lives Matter ally and stuff. And I think in the beginning I was so like, okay, like I see, you know, where you're coming from and like I can see you're like trying to better yourself. But then after like the sixth message came about, like it became repetitive and stuff like that. And like for me, it started to become a thing of like, one thing I started to notice is that, you know, if you're just an inactive person on social media, that's another chat, you know. But what I'm quite an observant person, you know. If I saw in the beginning of the year you were posting about how we must save turtles, you know, and then now it's like, here's also another really serious issue that affects not just, well, should I say animals or whatever, but like the people that are around you, that, and it affects people like on a daily basis. Like when I don't see people speaking out, because I think this is a time where like more allies should be coming together and almost people should be coming together. When I don't see any of that and people just continue with like their normal lives, I won't lie, it does bother me to an extent.
Yeah.
You know?
Carry on.
Mm-hmm. What you say?
And also, like, you know, obviously, from a white person's perspective, I made it before the you know, it started gaining a lot of traction. I made the personal decision to educate myself, and thank goodness I did that. And I think, you know, a lot of, from what I've picked up, is these conversations need to be had, but a lot of people are scared to have these conversations, and white people, because of this perception of the angry black woman or the angry black man. And I think that perception is so awful, because in a sense, it's you, like, people are scared. Like, people have good things to say, and you need to be saying those things, but they're so scared because of a stupid stereotype that they're not even going to say those things. So then, therefore, they become silent, and silence is not good at all.
And that's the thing.
People should have these conversations with the people they're comfortable with. Obviously, like, Thomas, you know me, you know May. You can have these conversations with us. That's where it actually starts, around where you are comfortable and you. Have friends that are of, like, people of color. You can have a bigger platform with people you don't know and are not comfortable with, you know? Then it's kind of like that. Yeah,
but
you,
like,
kind of have boundaries.
It even comes down to, like, what Thomas was saying. Like, he took the time to go and educate himself. And, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but I literally started, like, clapping my hands. Like, I started applauding you, because that's just one thing that people don't realize that they can do. You know, I told you just now that, like, 6-7 people have been messaging me throughout the weekend about what they can do, and they want me to educate them on Black Lives Matter. In the beginning, I was so like, yes, like, this is what we want. Then towards the end, I was like, but, like, you can do this on your own.
And, also,
and it's not even in a disrespectful manner. It's just that you can. Black Lives Matter has been there for the longest of times. You know, it's like, it didn't just resurrect, it didn't just come out of the blue during this pandemic. It's been there for plus 5 years now, 6-7, I'm not sure. And you can do the most by just going to research. It takes 5 minutes out of your day to go in to understand why people are angry and stuff like that. I mean, why, you know, they can, you can take into consideration these stereotypes about being an angry Black woman and stuff like that. But why is that Black woman angry? It's because she's continuously always having to repeat herself, always trying to fight for the same. She's been fighting. Black people have been fighting for the same rights and for equal opportunities for the longest of times. Can you try and justify why they shouldn't be angry? You know, I don't know.
And also, I mean, Oratile and Mayoke, neither of you look like teachers to me. And it doesn't become, it's not your responsibility to educate people on something that should be educated. I mean, the fact that I was in a sense educated, but the fact that I only started educating myself properly this year is a major problem in itself. This, you know, students should be, you know, indulging in this information, critical information, long ago.
And I was actually like,
I have
having
a question. Continue. I'll ask after.
Okay. I was actually having this chat with, like, a group of my friends, I think it was yesterday, like, afternoon, about, like, our education system is literally so bad in South Africa. You know, the fact that, like, nothing is centralized to anything that has to do with being African, any issues that, you know, that are rooted to, like, our culture or anything, like, nobody knows about that. And it's so embarrassing to, like, I don't know, when you compare how Europeans, for example, learn about World War II, we know so much about World War II, but we don't know anything about our own African history, about our own African culture. And, you know, it doesn't, and the thing that's also really problematic is that it doesn't need to start with learning about history or all of these issues in an ELO class or in a history class. But what about English poems? We have to learn 19 English poems at the end of this matric year, and none of them are African based, you know?
And, like, also,
I don't know if you understand.
Exactly, and it also gets to the point where you actually need to learn how to pronounce someone's name as well. That should be the basis. And I still struggle to pronounce people's name, which is awful. Like, you know, I know, like, if I have, I think it's okay. I mean, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I have a genuine question that's not asking you to teach me the entire Black culture, but a specific question, either of you will be so open to answer that, because that shows that you're really indulging in the conversation, you know?
That's the thing. Yeah.
My question was a lot, like, now it's being more publicized, right? Do you think it's a trend in a sense, or it's something like, do you think it's a trend, something that will blow over in the next 2-3 months, or it's something that's actually going to continue happening and people are going to take time out of their lives to actually educate themselves and make sure that we are fighting together and not apart.
Unfortunately,
we stand together and fight.
Unfortunately, I do think so, because I think everything in social media goes up and it comes down. But what I think is happening is the time between it going up and going down is going to shorten. I think, you know, we're going to, social media, obviously everything's a trend in social media. You know, we're all going to go through this phase. It's going to start going down a little bit. But I think, you know, society, we need to come in and lift it up again. And I think it's more of, in a sense, flattening the curve. Let's not have massive spikes of activism. Let's keep sustained activism and not be a seasonal activist. Let's be on it properly, you know.
Yeah, I think Thomas is right. I think, like, for most people are gonna, you know, make this almost like a trend, but I think people who are advocating for Black Lives Matter at, you know, like, that is like something that is coming out of their genuine hearts, I think for them, like, that can be a consistent and a continuous thing, you know. I'd wish that it wasn't so seasonal as it currently is, because I think a lot of people have been vocalizing on social media that, you know, that hashtag where you tag 10 people and then the awful. 10 people tag the 10 people. So, like, I don't know if you've seen, like, even a couple of people from our school started vocalizing about how, like, why should this be a trend like that? This is almost becoming a real life issue, is almost becoming challenged, like, you know, and it seems like just something that, you know, everyone can participate, but no one really understands the fundamental meaning and history of Black Lives Matter. And now it's just being, like, it's just being used as a loosely term, you know, like, yeah. But Red Radio Live.
Broadcasting live worldwide. So do both of you know the Click song?